This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Houston state representative is responding to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that allows Texas to use a redistricting maps lawmakers approved last summer. Democrat Gene Wu says a court's ruling is a go-ahead for Democratic states to do their own redistricting, similar to California.
Basically, this stance solidifies what California, and I think even the opinion itself alluded to what happened in California, saying, like, with tentative thumbs up.
Wu made his comments on today's Hello Houston. The state redrew the maps after President Trump called for five new Republican-leaning districts. A day after Austin police said a Texas A&M student's death appeared to be a suicide, Houston lawyer Tony Busby is accusing police of incompetence. Busby is representing the girl's family. He's calling for a new investigator to take over the case or he'll ask a governor to get the Texas Rangers involved. 19-year-old Brianna Aguilera was found dead last weekend. Investigators say she fell from the 17th floor of a high-rise apartment complex. Hundreds of Houstonians were at today's watch party for the live announcement of the final World Cup draw. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson was there.
Whether a first-time football fan or a seasoned soccer follower, fans packed Little Woodrow's Bar in East Downtown Houston, cheering as their favorite teams were assigned to a group, including 70-year-old Gladys Torres.
I like to cheer Argentina, Mexico, whatever, but of course I go for Argentina, specifically for Messi. My Messi, I love it. I hope that one day I can see him. I can die happy after that.
Houston and Dallas are hosting matches in Texas and could feature top teams like Spain, Mexico, and Argentina. FIFA will determine which match is played when and where on Saturday. The World Cup kicks off in Mexico City next summer. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Tonight, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies. Overnight low should be around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, warmer, partly sunny, with a high near 66. Tomorrow night, temperatures near 58. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support